بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we come to the crux of the matter. We come to the heart of Surah Al-Fatiha. Why Surah Al-Fatiha? So that we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that one thing which is the differentiator between success and failure. The one thing which is the differentiator between Jannah and Jahannam. The one thing which is the differentiator between winners and losers. And that thing is As-Siratul Mustaqim. The road, the path to steadfastness. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. We started in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, the most beneficent, the most merciful. We then went on to thank Him and glorify Him to the best of our ability, not as He deserves, because we can't do that, we don't have the ability, but as much as we can to the best of our ability. And then we were delighted and we were extremely happy in remembering and reminding ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman wa Rahim. Again, the most beneficent, the most merciful. The one whose mercy is at the peak and always remains at the peak, does not decline. And then we looked at our future. The real future, which is absolutely assured. About everything else, there is doubt. But about this day of judgment, there is no doubt. Because about death, there is no doubt. And for us, for each individual, his or her day of judgment begins on the day he or she dies. And then on this day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforted us and helped us to understand and how to present ourselves by saying, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. O Allah, only You we worship and only You we seek help from. And what is this help there for? And that's why I call this the heart of the surah. The absolute crux of the matter. This is what it is all building up to. All this which we are saying and so on is, so what? So we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatest of His bounties, and that is not wealth, it is not power, it is not glory, it is not fame, name, it is not even health, it's not even family. It is Siratul Mustaqim. Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim. O Allah, guide us to the path of steadfastness. The path. Now, usually, many times this is translated as guide us to the straight path and so on. By implication, yes, because whatever is straight is considered to be correct, and so therefore the straight path. But the meaning of the word al-mustaqim comes from istiqamah, which is something which is firm, which has been established, which is not a matter of doubt. There is no conjecture in it, there is no guesswork in it. We know what it is, and we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. O Allah, guide us to the path of steadfastness. My brothers and sisters, there's a very important thing for us to understand, and that is that the path of steadfastness, the way it is described, is so characteristic of Islam. It is so beautifully illustrative of Islam, which is that it speaks of action.
When you say straight path, there's no action involved. You're describing the path. It's a straight path. It's not a curved path. It's not a crooked path. It is a straight path. So what? So nothing. But if you actually translate the Quran in the correct way, which is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed it, Allah did not say straight path. Allah said path of steadfastness. Sirat al-Mustaqim. If you translate the Quran like that, then you have immediately the answer is there. The path of what? Steadfastness. What is steadfastness? Steadfastness is to stay on the path despite the gale, despite the storm, despite the flood, despite every force which is trying to move you away from the path. Steadfastness, istiqamat, is the sign of a slave striving, working hard, fighting the forces that are trying to take him away or take her away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a word of action. It's not a dead word which is describing something. It's a word of action. Steadfastness implies struggle. Steadfastness implies that there is a struggle going on between the forces of evil and the force of good, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Steadfastness implies, and when you are asking for steadfastness, it implies that you want to do good. You want to be steadfast. You do not want to be misguided. You do not want to be distracted. You do not want to be dispersed. Your energy does not want to be taken away here and there. You want to remain in focus. And you are saying, "Oh Allah, please keep me in focus. Guide me to this path. Help me to stay true to you." It implies action. Second thing is to understand that when we are asking for guidance to a path, even if you get guidance, you will still go nowhere if you don't walk on that path. So therefore, path of steadfastness means that we are saying, "Oh Allah, show me the way so I can walk on this way." Many times we talk about, we say, "Oh, you know, people should be woken up. It's time the Muslim Ummah wakes up. It's time that we wake up to this and that. Wake up to the reality, wake up to our duties," and so forth. But remember, yes, it is not good to be asleep when we should be awake. But it's also equally useless to wake up and still remain in bed. You're still going nowhere. You must wake up and get out of bed. So also when you say that this is the path and I want to be woken up, I should wake up and here is the path, show me the path. Well, here is the path. The path has been shown to you. Now what? Because after seeing the path, if we still do not walk on that path, we are still going nowhere. And that's why it's not just a matter of looking at the path. It's a matter of recognizing that path and consciously choosing to walk on that path. That is very, very important. Right? That is very important. Choose to walk on the path. My brother and sister, this is the greatest mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, and that's the third part of this story which I want to tell you, which is that who are we asking guidance from? We are asking guidance directly from the one about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Mr. Salam, he said, "Qul al-haqqu min rabbikum." Say the truth is your Rabb. Jalla jalaluhu. We are asking guidance from the one who can never make a mistake. We are asking guidance from the one who is the judge, who is the Maliki Yawmiddin. On the day of judgment, who are we going to stand before? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who are we asking guidance from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guidance to or towards what? Towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are saying, "Oh Allah, on the day of judgment, I will be standing before you. Please guide me to the path of steadfastness that takes me to you." The beauty of this dua, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. And think about that. If you look at this world and if you look at all the needs that we have in this world, right? We all have needs. We have needs for good health. We have need for at least some amount of wealth. We have need for political power and authority. We have need for good families. You know, all kinds of needs, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not ask us or did not teach us to ask for any of those needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked and told us to teach, to ask Him for guidance to the path of steadfastness. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. Think about this, how beautiful that is. Guidance to the path of steadfastness. No deviation. No dispersement or dispersing of focus. No getting distractions. No distractions. Not getting distracted by anything. Focusing on one thing only, and that is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are asking Him for that Jalla Jalalu, and we ask Him to, and we are asking Him for guidance towards Him. There's no chance of ever going wrong. But then, as I told you, asking is one thing, and after asking, we must do it. That is the other thing. Because if we ask and then we don't follow, then it shows that we are not true in what we are asking for. Because if I say, show me the way, and then I don't go on that road, then why did I ask for the way? And that's why it's very important for us to think about this dua, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. And Allah has shown us that Sirat al-Mustaqim. And let's now walk on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين